Hello, children.
My name is Oluwatosin.
And I am Ito Tobongabasi. But, you know, to save your tongue, just call me IT.
And you are listening to another episode of What?
Bejest!
The number one relationship podcast in Nigeria and everywhere else, really.
You know, we basically talk about Gen Z relationships, love, sex, and, you know, all those things that people don't really like to talk about.
And this is brought to you by Verse 5.
Brought to you by Verse 5.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Why are you copying everything I'm saying? Isn't they do this, man? Men don't really have respect.
Enjoy this episode, my children.
Ciao!
All right, guys, it's a new week. Welcome, children.
Welcome, babies.
Welcome, my kids. How are you guys today?
We're fine.
Greet your mother for me. That's elderly people talk. And I'm an elderly person. So, welcome. Tosin.
If you guys see both of us on this chair, you know, it's just one thing.
No, they already know. Yeah. Let's forget about that.
I feel sad about it. IT, it.
Trust me. Oh,
but
wow.
I feel good because it too. So, yeah, I just passed.
She just passed like crazy.
What? Stop saying spaz. Oh,
I said spaz like crazy. And that's like tautology, right? Because spaz is crazy. I beg, I'm not even going to use that word again. Oh, wow.
I mean the same thing, Sha, but yeah.
So, now that it's a new week, I mean, new other week because it's every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you have a relationship now, Tosin? Quick question.
Last time I checked, I wore a ring.
Where the ring today for?
I don't even study.
I'm the only one wearing rings.
I'm like, I don't see my ring.
Only me.
Am I in a relationship? You want to open my ears outside?
Are you in a relationship? Hey!
Even though.
Tosin, you have a better relationship?
Not yet. By God's grace, not yet.
Don't leave me here.
I did not say I am. I did not say I'm not.
Don't leave me on the streets.
I know. Follow your comments, last. Maybe now they claim you senior me. One day, some hours.
Do you know? One day, like you know that finally we finally get into relationships. Someday.
It feels weird thinking about it.
Oh man, I know they do. I beg.
So
I'm a strong man.
Once
a strong man, always a strong man. I know they fall for anybody. Stand strong, stand firm, my kings. No go for love. We ring you.
Please, you guys should fall in
Everything
love.
Just off.
Please fall in love.
Stay away from love, oh. Cut it.
Please fall in love. Fall in love.
Don't go and ruin your life. Stay away. But at the end of the day, like we will still find love, sha. And love comes in very mysterious ways. Like you never see it coming.
Bro, now where you know expect make it come from, it go come from. And
but
it's crazy.
I think the reason I'm not in a relationship here is because like I don't see the use. Like what exactly do people in relationships do?
This question
I do
is
it. I can't do it without having to commit to a relationship.
What? You can't
yes,
do no. it?
Okay, what are the things that...
You have somebody to be there for you.
I have people that are there for
you. You have someone you can call at 3 a.m. to talk about something very strange. And they will not find it absurd.
And they will
you
not find
have,
it absurd.
You have a cheerleader. You have a partner. You have...
I ain't no good start football team if they find cheerleader.
What's the problem? You have someone to listen to you, somebody to hold your hands, be there for you and stuff and stuff.
You know what?
I see what?
But like, you have people who do this for you, don't you?
I do.
So what is the relationship now? Why are we stressing our life? Why are you stressing
our life? I feel like dating this generation is like so much work because you guys don't even know what you want to do with your life.
Even if it's sex, you don't need a committed partner to have it.
I'm not in that part. It didn't concern me, really. This part I just spoke about. But please, you have friends to do all of these things.
Wow.
Okay, please.
She
next.
Said she has friends.
What's your problem?
But the truth is that you don't need a relationship. You people just like stress. You really just like to be bothered because you will not start thinking, "What's this person eating by 3 a.m.? Hello, have you eaten?"
Like you never even finish to think your own life. You're already thinking about the other person.
Do you get?
Be happy. But then it's actually very cute. It's really nice. I encourage it. I think
relationships are a lot of work.
But you guys, I beg, small.
A lot of work. And then people move from one. They don't even give themselves. Like just move from one to another one to another one.
I know somebody
you 16,
that
you have a 16 boyfriend.
See, I know somebody that when this boyfriend breaks up with her. The next week, she has a new man. The week, and I'm like, bro, you don't get like things to do with your life.
Don't you have time for yourself? Your emotions are expensive. I hope you know.
It gets very tiring. To be honest.
Your emotions are actually like expensive commodities. They are not things. They are currencies you don't spend anyhow. You look for particular markets,
say it
people,
again, say it
and
again.
Investing.
Say it again.
Don't spoil that.
Sorry.
Emotions are expensive. They are currencies that you don't spend anyhow.
Deep
you
word, my brother.
Well, as as expensive as emotions are, time is expensive as well. So I think it's time to invite, to like welcome the guests. Make time so, they go.
You guys, we have a guest today.
Oh my God, it's a pain in the in you nowhere.
This guest is my brother. My bro.
Is they stress me.
My bro. This person is my friend. You know, when person will announce partner, they say church. My friend, my partner, my
brother,
lover.
My mentor, my
you announce
my
him.
Inspiration. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Ademola Falumo, family man.
This is my bro.
I was actually going to tell you guys to reintroduce me
because of what?
Because there has to be like a more dramatic entrance.
Okay.
Demola, if you stress me, I'll stress you back.
Let's do it now. See, he's our guest.
I wanted a more dramatic entrance. Not the one that they do in church. Yes. You have to measure my accomplishment.
Okay. Small filler. So you guys.
Small filler. Tell me, you don't know the open fridge.
You guys. IT doesn't want to do it, so I'll just do it.
Yes, thank you.
You guys.
Yeah, now.
The person we have here today.
These two.
This boy is one of the top dogs in the industry.
They don't call you dog, he just come.
Don't worry.
He just come, they don't call you top dog.
The top dog.
This boy.
Pitbull.
Second boy. This man is one of the biggest, the freshest. Just call it.
She's body shaming you. She said
this brother is good.
Good, yeah. Good. Yes.
He's my guy. After that one, I see. I go.
You know they have already.
I didn't introduce now.
Oh my God.
Why is this boy? Why is he against you like this?
He's actually interrupting this introduction.
I'll chase it from this place. So.
But you guys, actually, I want to say something. Yes. You guys can remember the first season of Beiges. IT was sitting down here.
He's taking my place.
He has taken over your truck.
I don't want anything. I told IT that when I call me, I will take his spot.
Why? I actually remember you saying that. God.
You guys.
Why? Let me finish my introduction.
I'm a prophet. Take it as that.
That chair that I see that it's a scratch.
It's not scratchy.
You see, it's scratchy.
Are you going to be fighting now?
No, I don't fight. No, don't worry.
So you guys, this brother, short, directed. I don't give you new jobs.
I thought you were going to say he's short.
No, he's not short now. This brother likes to direct love videos. That is his specialty.
Damn.
Are you in a relationship though?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
You see? Coaches don't play.
It's a lie.
Chop.
For those of you who do not know, Demola is a music video director.
Yep.
And he has shot like very top tier videos.
That's why I call him top dog. Come.
Oh yeah, the Ajala is here now.
He's
the only dog that shoots videos
I should go
in the
too.
World. So many of your favorite videos.
Yes.
Should
we list?
Come on now.
We have Ojuju, Oxlade, we have Ojuju. Show Me, Joe Boy. We have. There's this one with Nasty C.
Nasty C.
Anuji
and Nasty
C. Omo.
DRB Las Gideon and Thames. Damages, Thames' damages as well. Try me. I beg.
Bro, when I call you top dog, just take it.
You guys, listen to this, is making me emotional.
Look at you.
I really want to see your eyes.
Demola is actually an expert at love, this love thing.
But you don't get, babe. You don't get relationship.
It's not my fault.
Whose fault is it?
My relationship don't find me.
Why you not go find them?
No, good things comes to those who wait.
Oh. Let's do this now. What's all this I'm foreseeing?
You are dropping gems.
Already.
Let's see how many gems you drop when we do this lyrics game with you. So
lyrics game.
Yes. So on this game.
You said that lyrics game. Yeah, it's shock him.
They don't tell me this part.
Shock him.
Let me call. I have to call my PR person.
This man.
They don't tell me this.
No, you should get this one. Like, okay, so how the game goes is that we read part of a lyrics of a song to you, and then you complete the lyrics. Tell us the name of the song. Tell us the name of the artist.
I sing it. That's my favorite part. Sing the song.
You sing that part.
Sing that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now this song is not. We always give you something that you are not permitted to fail.
If you fail it,
I don't listen to music.
Yeah. No.
Why
if you
lie?
Fail this one? If you fail this song, Demola,
yeah.
Like it's over for you.
Over. Kid.
Basically, in simple terms.
Bro, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Now let me hear this
song. So, let me take it.
Yeah. Now take it.
Omo, we go ball till I go dash you.
Eh?
Eh?
Who sing that one?
Great! I love it. It's
sing
cool.
Sing Omo, we go ball till I go dash you. think am.
You give me hints now.
What? That's the hint. Omo, we go ball till I go dash you. Dash is like space. Omo, we go ball till I go.
Where did you guys get these lyrics from?
It's from a place where
you cannot
fail it. You cannot fail it because you are very familiar with it.
You're not permitted to fail it.
Do you know the funny thing?
That's what we know.
I can't remember that.
Omo, think am.
Omo, we go ball. That Omo, we go ball sounds very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
From where?
Are you sure it's not Saeed Oshukpa?
No.
Of those Saeed Oshukpa.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, barista.
No, barista.
Stop now.
Oh, yeah, this is not a barista. Omo, we go ball. This is Oxlade, no?
No, be only Oxlade. Now, horse stand.
No, this is not Oxlade. Omo, we go ball.
So, it's only Oxlade that balls.
Omo, I don't know this.
So, you give
this,
up.
This is actually Oxlade.
No, it's not. No, it's not Oxlade. And this is the catch here. If you cannot provide us with the song or details of this lyrics, we have a segment that is social media police where we talk about things that annoy us on social media. You will be the one to handle the segment if you do not get this.
But no, but how many questions do I have to miss?
This one.
Just one. Just one? This one.
Yes.
No, you guys should have given me
more. Do you know why it's just
you don't
one?
Get one. You don't get one.
You are not permitted to fail this and you will know
no,
why
but then when we tell you. But give me hints though.
We don't... This song, you are not permitted to need hints. The fact that you're asking for hints,
we just gave you hints.
That you have failed it.
We just gave you hints. I said it's something you're familiar with. That's enough now.
Omo, we go ball till I go dash you. I think we are just he has failed. And
this
bro, going.
No, and it's dash love. It's dash love.
Going.
No, it's not love.
Omo, I don't know.
Should it's gone?
Yes, it should be gone.
Okay, going.
Should I sing him?
Tell him.
Omo, we go ball till I go puncture you. Abracadabra, but
how do you remember that?
How you not go remember?
Because
how
you shot direct the fucking video.
There are other parts of the song.
No, now
that's the idea. Gun, but you shot this
point
video.
Now.
Wow, you guys, this is very tough. This is hard.
Yes.
Do you want to give him your own?
No, I'll forgive him.
I don't even mind. If you give me,
this one knows all the songs in the world.
Wow, guys, I did
think. The last shot of Abracadabra video by Budge.
I'm so shocked that I missed that.
Exactly. That's why I said you were not permitted to miss
it. No, but then that's like proper lyrics now. Like inside the song now. Let me know.
You didn't expect me to come and tell you Abracadabra -.
Jigga.
No, that's... like, but.
Rest.
That's small. It's actually fine. Just start thinking about social media police now. Start thinking about it.
Exactly. Like what's the process like when you like get a commission to shoot a music video? Because like I thought that you have to listen to the song like over and over and over probably to get an inspiration.
You have to listen to the song over.
So how did you not listen to this part of the song?
Because that part is that even Bud's part or the video's part?
When did you shoot this video?
It's the video's part.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 2020, like
2022.
No, 2020. They're saying we're in 2022.
Two years ago.
You know far.
Ask me something more recent.
You know far. See, I'm for backyard. You know far.
It's far.
It's not far.
But then usually, like when it comes to videos, like my creative process, obviously, I have to listen to the song over and over again.
Exactly.
But then it's more about how the song makes me feel. So if you look at, for example, that song that you just Abracadabra, the video, it feels very lively. It's because of the instrumental,
the guitars,
all that,
yeah,
and like how the snares were going, and how the beat makes like feels like
you're upbeat,
feels like it should be a song that you should be using for like a Lego commercial or something. So when I heard that song,
yeah,
I was like, you know what? And the first thing that came to mind was Teletubbies.
Alright, so now I get the background. If you guys have not watched Abracadabra, you should actually go and watch it now. You get what he's saying.
It was Teletubbies, like that deep sea la pool, beginning of Teletubbies and everything. So I was like, this would be a nice.
So Loki, now you actually get the video.
What do you mean?
Because you said when you listen to the song, you have ideas, so you like to.
Yeah, just
do what comes to your head.
Exactly. And like I just pick like things from like real life scenarios.
Okay.
So like if you see the part, there's a part in the video where the girl, the model, was dancing on Davido, and like Davido did like this. He went back like two times.
Yes.
I remember when Megan Thee Stallion was trying to dance on Davido and Davido stepped back twice.
Oh wow. Okay. That's very thoughtful for you.
Yeah. Sasha Sharon Mix. The guy said that's very thoughtful. Don't worry, my bro.
That's very thoughtful. Like, it's interesting to see how all this work goes into like making a music video.
Exactly.
Is this like something I've always wanted to do? Like, did you want to be a doctor or something?
I wanted to be a loss adjuster.
A what?
A loss adjuster. So like in the insurance industry.
Did I just be with trouser?
No. So my dad's a loss adjuster. So when I was in like GS3, in GS1 I was always playing with like music softwares like Audacity and all those things. So I've always had the flair for
music
and all the type of things. Mm. But when I got to GS3, it's like, bro, you need to take life more seriously. You need to know whether you're going to science class, art class, or did you get
Marshall, yeah.
In GS3, so I went to my dad's company for like maybe like a couple, like maybe like a month or so.
Okay.
And I used to just go there to go and study loss adjusting. So loss adjusting is like a form of insurance. It's like an aspect of insurance.
It sounds like theft to me. So like I've lost and then you're trying to adjust the budget.
That's not what it is. So usually when you lay a claim to an insurance company saying that you lost your phone, for example.
Okay.
Now it's like you're like an investigator.
Yeah.
So you go and say,
so you want to do CIA.
I'm actually very emotionally intelligent for the job. To do something like that. So let's say you lost a phone and they'll start asking you questions about, okay, how did you lose the phone?
Okay.
Stuff like that. So that the point is that usually when people make insurance claims, they want to make those claims to make money. So as a loss adjuster, your job is to find a way to how much money
Demola sounds like he's so smart.
That sounds really deep.
It is.
For
it
you.
Is. Almost. It keeps us safe for you.
It sounds I'm impressed, to be honest. I thought you would say you wanted to be a bike man or something.
No.
So what did you study?
So I studied international business.
International business.
I actually had a chance to study film. But then I was like, no. Because
why?
I wanted to study I study business management, anything. Yeah. But then I wanted to study international business because I wanted to understand how businesses work on a global scale. Mm-hmm. So like when I was in school, when I was in uni, what they would teach me is how do businesses work in Korea, in China, in other spaces, and how can a company find a competitive advantage, and how can you like bring businesses from one territory to another. So, and in a space like Nigeria and like Africa, where like they're developing industries and like places that that things you need to expand, it's like one day to study something that I can bring back and say, okay.
And use, and
that reason that influenced me was because like, okay, I was like, if I go do insurance for my dad, I'd as well want to know how to expand his business, because the main point of you taking over your father's company or doing anything
is expanding it.
Is expansion.
Yeah.
So you want to know all those things. So then I was like, you know, I'm still going to study film, but then I know that I'm going to be working with people from different backgrounds, like different places. Yeah.
Demola sounds like he has a lot of story to tell. And it makes me want to know if you like infuse your personal stories into the videos that you make now.
Yes, I do. All of them. So,
okay.
For example, Pull Up. I just had like...
What Pull Up?
Pull Up, Burna Boy.
Pretty Boy, Dio's Pull Up, and Santi. Okay.
So I just had like a huge fallout to my friend. When I shot Pull Up, so it was one of those videos.
Which type of friend? Female or male? Or male friends?
Male friend.
I see. Oh, yeah.
And you're like,
do you know what to do?
So it is like, and it's like, and it was a male friend. And like, it's those kind of, it's just like, usually your friendship is like with your guys. Like, those are the ones that there's a lot of ego.
Yes.
Yeah, I can relate. Why are you saying yeah?
Because guys had.
I can relate to now.
Because guys had these fights. Like, guys had the fights. Like, yeah, when something happens, when it's
major,
it's major.
Yeah.
So when I shot Pull Up, it was one of those videos that you see like the video from beginning to end, there was so much, you can feel the energy of
I want to guess anger. No, I'm not even guessing. I'm sure what caused the fallout was that he stole his friend's girlfriend. Demola did that. That's what happened.
I don't do that.
That's what happened. Or he stole his friend's sister without telling his friend. I'm not even going to ask him if that was what happened. I'm telling you guys what happened.
That was what happened.
Now you get the matter.
No. But infusing personal stories in videos, and then I now see video vixens, in videos. Mm. And I begin to wonder what the babe of the artist that has the song feels like. So in Abracadabra, in Abracadabra, mm-hmm. how there was one time that the model was dancing, this very nice dance that I can't forget. And she was in that. And then Davido walked in and held her waist like mm-hmm. this. And all that was going to my mind was, what's Davido's babe thinking?
I mean, it's show business.
Is she not seeing the video?
It's show business.
So in show business, true. People are allowed to do anything no, they like.
So this thing,
she said, I know go do show business.
You know, in show business, you're doing a video. Like, it's like, bro, let's be very honest. Like, if you go to the club mm-hmm. and your babe is not there, mm-hmm. and you see a nice babe.
You guarantee it.
Won't you dance with her? Does that mean you're going to take her home? No.
I'm not going to dance with her.
You're lying.
I see you are lying.
Yeah, you're lying.
Like, you are lying.
Enough, allow me get the babe first.
You are lying.
You should allow me have the babe first.
I mean, it's just dancing. Do you get it? There's nothing else. Like, this, like, see, all those everything now becomes more complex when you take those initial things to the next level. So let's say, for example, now, let's say the video was dancing with the babe and
he went to with the babe. Okay.
That's the local
show business. Going to pray. It's show business. No, in this showbiz, you have to be prayerful. No,
my bro.
It is not show business. It's shows business.
nah, let's just start. Yeah, give her our flowers. Our flowers.
Oh my God.
Chale, give her flowers. It's hers. But I get where you're coming from. But if it's me, I'll just keep it. I'll keep it as a secret from my baby. Like, I'm not going
to. Do you know that? Do you know that?
Keep the song from her.
You cannot. What do you mean?
Why would you keep it from your babe?
So that she will not see what I'm doing.
How you
want to first, do you realize that Lagos is extremely small? If your baby is in Lagos.
Yes.
And
that's not
So what I'm saying what I'm saying is that Lagos is extremely small. So if you're just seeing one babe, bro, chances that our guys are going to see you.
I swear.
Actually, I feel
that's very
so
true.
You just better don't do it. Just go to the club with your guys. When they're singing one song, you just sit like this.
Hey,
when you're done vibing, go and sit down. Don't do pass yourself.
Do leg work.
Don't be like IT. Don't do pass yourself.
Who told the IT to pass yourself?
I know now.
But then, to be honest, you're just dancing, so your babe will most likely just free it.
And it's not even wise to keep secrets from your babe, self.
I don't know about that, bro.
Demola.
Talk with your full chest now. Talk inside the mic.
I mean, so what I'm trying to say.
Demola.
You have to hide some things now.
You have to hide what?
Hey, see the person where they sit down for my chair. Look at the person sitting on my chair.
Why do you want to tell? So you don't think your babe too has secrets?
Is it supposed to be so? That's the question.
So the question is it supposed to be so?
Yes. I'm asking you. Do you think people in relationships should have secrets, like keep secrets from their partners?
It depends on the type of secrets.
What are types of secrets? So you're just looking for an opportunity to be a prostitute.
No, there are different types of secrets now. And they're family secrets. I don't want to tell my partner about what's going on.
But
in
your
my
partner
family.
Is a family.
Wait, not necessarily. When you guys say partner, are you talking about people that are just dating?
If I'm even dating, let's do dating. Like, okay, I'm going to tell you dating. Everything that's going on in my family.
Yes, for dating, I agree.
Yeah.
So what kind of things going on in your family will you keep away from?
It depends. Like if let's say so God forbid, things. Like my sister has like years of miscarriages or something. God forbid.
Why can't your sister, partner know that?
See, there's just some things that you don't really say.
Or maybe it's just because you are trying to have an opportunity to hoe around.
No, not hoe around. About what? About yes. About family secrets.
I think people like to be safe. Yeah, so they like to feel like, oh, if you break up with me, you're not going with every part
with
of
every
me.
Every part of me.
You get, I still have this to myself. I felt that way too one time like that.
But do you think it should be that way?
It should be.
It should be to an extent. You have to find a balance.
So what if, like, in future, see, now I'm not the good person. Maybe you
like, it's
see,
so shocking.
You will see that I'm a very nice guy to date.
I'm
a nice guy to date.
That's the thing. You telling your partners every. But your partner doesn't mean a nice guy to date. It just opens avenues for
a lot of the major elements that like sustains a relationship is communication, like
and
lots
trust.
Of it.
Communication
and
not
trust.
Communication, yes.
Okay, can you tell your partner about your past?
Yes, now.
So initially, so normally I would agree to doing that.
Demola, say yes or no first.
No, so before you explain. Wait, okay, this is the thing. Yes, you should tell your partner about your past. But do you realize that when you do that, you open room for insecurities for your partner? Because let's say you have a past whereby, let's say, I dated this babe
okay
previously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, in all honesty, me and this babe are very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't see any form of sexual
attachment.
Like, attachment to the babe. Yeah. Yeah. But then she invites me for her birthday party. Mm. And I go for her birthday party and my phone dies.
But then, wait. Okay. So now, wait, insecurities like that is the same communication that fixes them,
bro. Communication doesn't fix that.
It does.
I think so now,
because you keep on having to reiterate the same thing, like no, tell your partner that, oh, trust me, oh, this is not going on. Oh, when she calls, let's say that babe just calls you.
No,
a random
that's
babe.
Not how
this
it
matter go long.
So now you have. Let's use the same scenario we painted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Tosin now is my babe, and then I used to date a party. I have a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her friend invites me to her birthday party. Communication doesn't just stop at me letting Tosin know that babe used to be my babe. Communication is also me letting her know that she invited me to the birthday party.
And then going.
Building trust
yeah.
is me taking her along to the birthday party. Do you understand? Mm. Taking her along
what
to the birthday party.
What if it covers only one? Invite covers only one.
I don't have to go. I don't. It's not even invitation you accept. What did you do ritual?
But then,
women are raping men. Let me not go and
see,
talk.
Because this is the thing, yeah. Your baby is going to feel very out of place if she follows you to that party.
So I would rather not go to the party.
You will not go to a
party? Yes, because
the party.
She's now
this
my baby.
I don't trust
you. You go to the party?
The one lie is just looking for excuses.
I don't like parties to start with.
See,
I don't
lie, you. You're good as soon as you don't together.
I don't like
lie, they give each other.
I don't like parties to start with, yeah. And I don't think I would actually go.
You won't go.
I don't have strength for drama.
This is where communication comes in.
Yeah.
So let's say for example that party now.
Mm-hmm.
I told my partner that okay, I want to go to that party.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so how would you feel if you told your babe that you want to go to the party with her?
I'm not going to tell my babe that I want to go to the party.
You're going to say, oh, my ex invited me for a party.
Yes.
For two of us. So
yes.
How do you think she's going to feel?
That is. That depends on now, the level of trust.
Let me
but then do you realize that she might not communicate
something.
That to you?
In your babe's yes. head,
yeah.
Yeah, she would feel like
yeah,
it means that you guys have been talking.
If she's just learning that we have been talking, then I've not been communicating enough.
So
do you understand?
Say, oh,
so if we have
my
been talking,
God!
Hi, baby. She come and say, hi, baby. Bisola, Bisola messaged me today. We're just talking.
No,
today.
Okay. So let's. Why are you using Bisola? That's the name of one of his ex.
No.
Bisola.
No.
Who is Bisola? Why Bisola? Why did you say Bumi? Why did you say Feishara?
No, Bisola
why Bisola?
Bisola just came to my head.
Mm-hmm. Bisola
just came to my head.
Yes, Bisola. So now, if Bisola texts me or texts. Mm-hmm. Texas. If Bisola texts me and Bisola used to be my ex,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have to now text my babe and say, I was crucial. I say, see, Bisola just sent me a message. But we probably talk about something. And then when my babe probably comes back from work or I get back from work and we are together and we are just chilling or we are about to sleep and we are just having like random conversation, I'm like, Bisola even texted me today and
said, you see, your babe is your that is your wife.
Your baby is your wife to be now.
Bro.
Ha! You're a bad name.
That feels too deep.
Stay away.
It feels too deep.
It feels too deep for what we're talking about.
So you have to put in extra effort because that person used to be your ex.
So remove you coming from work, remove you guys staying in the same house, all that. We're living in different houses. You and your babe. So how do you, please tell me.
But you know that, IT, you said something earlier. Mm. You said you go to work, you come back, your babe comes back. You now mention it randomly.
Yes.
That your ex texted you. Yes. That's not communication. It's not effective.
This is the thing.
It is.
The chances.
The point
the
is to let them know that
both of
you were texted
chances,
by them.
So the chance that's the space both of you are in is very slim.
Hmm.
So for that type of thing, you have to be dating for maybe like two years.
No, that's not true. You don't need to have dated for 30 years to have that sort of rapport with your partner.
No. I mean like living together.
Okay, say you're not living together.
Exactly. So, good. How are you going to tell your babe? You're texting over the phone. I guess I probably call him.
Great. Amazing.
How does that work?
This is how it works. The fact that you're not living with your babe does not mean you don't get to see your babe.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say you guys hang out like, say, mm-hmm. daily or every other day.
Mm-hmm.
You can always come up with the conversation. The point is that you just make your babe know that you are still in contact with that ex.
Have you ever brought up a conversation about your ex and your babe just goes silent?
I don't have an ex, so I can't really see that story.
My dear, yes.
Like no matter
these are the experts.
No matter how pure that relationship is with your ex,
yeah.
You always put your babe in a very weird position.
Very, very.
So would you rather not say anything?
I would rather not. I would rather
and then get an invite to a birthday party and then go.
You're not going anywhere now.
And then your babe thinks you're knocking the babe.
See, that's the thing. That's why you should never even tell her about your ex.
What?
Okay, wait. I don't agree.
Who is this guy?
I am officially detaching myself from this boy. Don't detach yourself from me.
And what I'm trying to say is that you told your ex about your past. But see, I can tell my ex about my Mr. Family.
I think that's too serious. So Jesus.
This is the thing. What you doing does not kill you.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't want to kill
me? Blood
you.
Of so Jesus. It's one of those things of that, Jesus.
Like, if I'm being very honest, like, what? It's for her own safety
to not tell her about your ex.
To not tell her about your ex.
This is messed up.
That's messed up. You're hiding so much.
How's that messed up?
I just think that I'm the devil. I'm supposed to be the devil.
You're actually the devil, please. How? Nobody's taking your title. No, you're the devil here.
It is like, because when you've been in like a certain. Even in relationships, you just realize that exes bring a very, very cold thing into the room.
Because you are not communicating enough.
How?
The solution to not lying, because mind you, omission is a form of lying.
Exactly.
You understand?
I agree with
you. The fact that you do not say something else is a lie. But like you withholding information from your partner is also a lie.
Yeah, but then
so you not telling your partner about your ex is a lie.
I'm not withholding information.
So now,
so what are you doing?
When you do not,
do you realize that when you're talking about your exes, there's a conversation that leads to that.
Yes, which everybody should have.
Why do you think everyone should have that conversation?
Because things would definitely arise in coming months, in coming years.
I just didn't put off now.
Tosin, please help me.
So imagine you don't tell your babe about your ex, Tosin, and then. Someday, you guys are going shopping and then you randomly walk into the guy. And then the guy starts saying things
about
you guys had together.
Why you go say things? Life is African
magic.
Are you mad or sense? No.
Not everybody has sense.
Then, you wouldn't entertain it.
Any baby that walks up to you to come and start saying things about your past.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's because you've been entertaining them.
Yes.
Good. Now.
I agree again.
Now, that is true. But your partner is not aware that you used to have that person as your ex. Which one would like hurt your partner more?
When you get into a relationship, you set boundaries between you and your exes.
Why not just
so now
tell your
partner? And you have to inform your partner that
information I promise you.
They promise me.
See,
you
your
lie.
Ex.
You lie.
See, it's not about lying.
You lie.
See, it's not about lying. See, this is the thing. I can start to tell my ex. My present girlfriend, okay, this is what's going on. This is my ex.
Yeah. Dude, that's what we're saying.
No, but I will not do that.
Why?
Because I've made a decision. I'm going to set up the boundary and respect my present girlfriend. So no matter what, no matter where I meet my ex, no matter, I'm not going to entertain that conversation. My ex is not even going to even have the liberty to invite me to her birthday party.
Ladies and gentlemen, pray for Demola.
I think what Demola is saying is that Demola, you like to be a different person in every situation.
He likes to be an Ashawo in every situation.
It's like when you leave this person, your life with this person ends. Everything has ended.
So for me, that's it. That's what it
but
is.
But your partner has to be aware of that life you used to live. So that if anything comes up in future, it doesn't spoil anything.
That information is up to me to give out.
Of course it
not
is.
Not up to IT.
No, see. My ex can say, my girlfriend can say, okay, I'll talk to you, but let's talk about, why do you want to talk about my ex relation, my past relationship?
So that she's aware of anything.
Trust now.
What if I don't date person where they maybe say, if they break people head?
See.
When in the relationship with you can't go date them.
Demola.
They can't carry 2x2, knock you for head for road.
Demola, I feel like you are not being straight here.
Yes,
it's because you want to do bad things. You are just cutting corners.
It's not about demon.
No, if you really like somebody,
yeah,
you would want to tell the person every single thing.
So Demola, I'm tempted to ask you, why do you date?
If you really like somebody, you respect the person enough not to
respect me to tell me. I'll be and tell
you,
me.
You respect not to bring your ex to your new relationship.
It's not bringing your ex. It's just talking about these things that you've been through.
Answer my question.
What did my ex do?
He could have even.
Why do you date? Demola? Why do you date?
I date because I'm basically to get married to the person.
You're a messed up person. That's the conclusion.
Okay.
Yeah, don't
but,
give up.
But the more serious is, like, why do you date?
I date because I see a future with that person. Like, the intention of dating is marriage, but why it doesn't happen, it's chill. But, like, the intention is marriage. And okay. I don't see why I would withhold things from people that I want to get married to. Mm. It just really doesn't make sense. Because if I'm going to spend forever going forward with that person, it should know my forever from behind. So that in case anything comes from behind,
I'll tell you this.
I will always help you. So no, I did for you.
I don't be stand up. I did for you.
That I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'd really tell my babe about my ex if I know that that babe is still in my life.
But do you plan for your babe to not be in your life at some point?
No. I'm talking about my ex.
Oh, if the ex is still in your life.
Yes.
So why is the ex your ex if they are still in your life? I mean, you should fix up
what I mean in my life. Same reason why she's inviting you for a birthday party, because she thinks she's your friend.
You guys.
Okay, you mean friendship. Okay.
I feel you. But I don't feel you.
But even if
that's the only reason why I'll tell my new girlfriend though.
Still, if they're not in your life anymore, I feel like that information, she deserves it.
Why? Just
because she's your
babe. They give you pamphlets and free information.
Yes. Because you have decided to like
wait.
Commit.
Demola.
But yes.
What are your core values in a relationship?
What do you say?
Your core values in a relationship.
Ah, voila.
Honestly.
Knowledge is power.
Honesty. What else?
You are not permitted to say honesty.
Why?
Not you.
I feel like that's my core.
You're not lying
if you are withholding information about your
ex. It's a lie. Omission is a lie. See? So let's say it's your babe now that is keeping her exes away from you. How would you feel?
Let me not lie to you. Every time I get into a relationship, I don't want to know about my babe's ex.
That's why you're not in a relationship now. After all,
but things are like that's the truth. I don't want to know about my ex. Because exes always cross those.
Even not all of them.
That's why they are exes.
Not all of
cross.
Them. What?
See, exes always cross those boundaries. And this is the thing. I believe in my partner or my girlfriend to be able to control that particular space. So I don't want to know.
You know what
I just trust, that's how I operate.
Lamba.
That's
how you woo the girls to Lamba.
I just trust her enough that she's with me.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's with me, she's going to deal with any ex that she has. If her ex comes to my party and she goes to her ex's party, I believe that she respects me enough, respects what we have enough for her to even keep like not allow that to get into
our realize that nobody is infallible and things might happen that might be beyond her control.
Exactly. That's fine,
Demola.
When I mean that's fine, she needs
may your babe they collect somewhere.
No,
it's fine.
No, what I mean, this is the thing. You tell me it's as simple as this. I feel like for her, that's when it hurts the most. When she realizes that, yo, this nigga actually trusted me.
So you want her to hurt more?
No.
Why not just scrap out all the chances of that happening by just letting her know or allowing her let you know?
Yeah, see this thing, I'm a very jealous person.
Ademola.
When it gets to relationships. So I don't really like knowing about my
Ademola, exes. You realize that relationships are like partnerships, yeah?
Yes.
And both of you have to work on both of you together. So yes, if
your ex does not
sorry,
have to do anything.
Let me just say, if she has exes and she's having a hard time dealing with them, you are there to help her deal with them.
No.
Yes.
That's why it's a relationship.
That's why she's your partner.
That's why it's partnership.
Exes.
You do it together.
Exes.
Yes. Now.
She has exes and she has a hard time dealing with her exes.
Yes.
Yes. Now you don't know that there's some people that are very, very
like crazy. Him.
Oh. They'll keep coming back.
Because she just confessed to that having a hard time dealing with some of your exes, even while you are in another
relationship. What if they keep coming back when they know she's in a relationship?
Every time. None of my exes have ever popped up in my new relationships. None.
If it happened anytime now, it doesn't.
As in to do what? To say what's hi.
You know that time?
during
wedding ceremonies where the pastor is like, if you have anything against this marriage, You know, for them, you're still like 17. No, it's not that. See, me and Tosin and I will host your wedding reception.
We'll host your wedding reception. See, this is the thing. Me, I like clarity.
Yeah.
Is that every, a girl's name every, or like actual clarity?
See, I like clarity. Every relationship, let's say every relationship I leave,
mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving that relationship with, oh,
baggages.
Yes. So at some point in time,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. We're going to speak about it.
That's communication.
Do you understand? That's communication.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So I know that, and in that conversation, I'm going to let you know that, oh, when I get to a new relationship, oh, Omo, me and you, we cannot be as guys.
Not everybody listens. So you can say see, that
you
and
have
they don't
you
take
have the will, you have the power to control those
you.
Things.
You have see, the power to control
see, no
only
matter,
you.
See, no matter how much information I want to give you about my ex, if I still want to see that ex tomorrow, bro, I'll go see that ex.
This boy is wicked.
It's the truth. No, it's not about being wicked.
You're a Yoruba
it's just human beings.
It's not human beings, though.
See,
it's only you.
Even if your girlfriend tells you about your exes, about her ex saying that, oh, like we're cool, we're good, we're nice, we're I'm going to his birthday party. Oh, I just got there. Oh, I just entered my ride. Oh, I'm just going home, bro. Did they? If your ex was to go and see your, if your girlfriend was to go and see your, to go and see that ex without telling you, she would tell you, she would go.
Yeah, I think that's sure.
So
actually,
no matter how much information I tell you about my ex, does not change our new relationship. If you're not ready to take responsibility actually. And say, okay, this
are
the person I want
yeah,
to
I agree with
and
you.
I want to love
wow.
this person.
Yeah, I actually agree. With
wow,
what you're
so
at
shocking.
This point. No. I still feel like you should let your ex know. Your
yes,
partner
you have
know.
To, you have
but
to
like,
give them
at the same
like,
time.
I personally feel
it
like
doesn't guarantee anything.
You
yes,
have to give them freedom
yes,
to choose
exactly.
if they want
see,
to.
Yeah. Thing, I feel like everybody feels like when you get into a new relationship, you need to tell somebody that you
don't need to, but you
see,
have
there's,
to.
There's certain things I feel like you need to tell your partner.
Yeah.
That particular information has nothing to do with your ex. You can tell your partner, oh, like when this kind of things happen, this is how I react to it. Mm-hmm. Like I've had like. Let's say like past trauma.
Yeah.
Or those are information you cannot withhold from your partner. Mm-hmm. Those are secrets you cannot tell. Those are secrets you have to tell your partner.
Yeah.
Do you get? But things about your ex, that's nothing. That's under the
so,
rug.
Are you saying that it's not wrong if you let your partner know about your exes, but like it's not mandatory at the same time?
Exactly. It's not.
Okay.
It's not mandatory.
It depends on.
And that's
the
common ground.
I feel like everybody yes. thinks that when you're going to a new relationship, I didn't tell you about my ex. Why?
So after all the back and forth between both of you now, we're very see common ground. Yeah. But,
oh yeah, match your common ground. I don't match my own.
Match your own. Oh yeah, match them.
You would stress me. You would stress because this is exactly what I've been saying from the beginning.
But I feel you.
Another side to it is the thing about when you break up, they're not gonna cast you on the internet if you tell them everything. Do you understand?
Oh, like
because I've seen a lot of that rubbish
like
online.
Revealing, like your
yeah, they reveal your stuff.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
See,
like on the internet, it's
this
so
is
wrong.
Thing,
actually,
this is the thing. I feel like if somebody does that to you,
mm-hmm.
let's say like you've been in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
the person and the person starts unveiling your thing
yeah.
on the internet. It depends on what information. I know that obviously, like. There's something that can be life ruining.
Yeah,
and that's the end of it.
That's most likely be the one they will spill now.
Ha,
that's the one that hurts you the most.
People should just mind who you date because at this point, anybody can be mad anytime.
Don't mind who you date. Yeah. Don't date. Don't even date.
Let them date now.
No. You can't date.
Please let them date.
No.
I beg you, let them date.
I'll think about it, chat. But you can't date. Just be free.
See, I feel like things like that is why people actually hold back a lot of things
yeah.
in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I'm scared that. When I told this person this thing, if man this person broke,
but you have to
they'll
realize that
it.
Love is risky.
That's
to the detriment of your.
That's the word.
To the detriment of your
risky.
Career or your life.
Love is actually.
But
risky.
You cannot actually fall in love 50, if you don't 50, want. 50. You're not ready to take all the.
Yeah.
All the
with someone. With someone. Oh my guys, I'm sorry.
That is why you need to be careful who you date. Do you understand?
Even being careful who you date, if you don't know anybody, can
you know that you know that
you
what
sure
people
anything.
Say. Be careful of who you date. Like you don't really know someone
know,
to like over.
God bless you.
Still,
people
like
different
like
times,
evolve like
different
crazy.
Different times in your relationship will tell you how this person is going to react to this particular condition.
Still, at the same time, I mean, I feel like there are certain attributes you look out for in the person you date. That there are attributes that people don't really look out for. Things like kindness and things like care. that some people don't actually look out for. But like, think when your partner has those attributes, it makes the chances of all of this rubbish happening. I get what you're saying. Yeah, so like, don't just date people because they have money or because they are fine or because, you know, they have all these benefits and stuff.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense.
Look out for things that, you know, that will not make you be mad when you know.
True, I agree.
Break up with them.
I agree.
Come on, wow. Me, I don't tire.
So all these things. Oh God, you people.
So are we now coming? Okay, so I think we are agreeing that there are secrets you can keep away. You can keep from your partner.
Yes, definitely.
Is it like?
But it depends on you, and it depends on your partner.
Exactly. Do what works.
That's for how you. I believe it. Whatever works for you, do it. At this point.
Because every situation is dynamic. Every relationship is dynamic.
Every relationship is. See, that's that. I feel like there's no particular.
Yes, one way.
There's no guide. Yeah.
But you should like each party entering into a relationship should have their own principles, and they should have like a joint relationship principle.
Okay.
Do you get? So me as a person, I don't
you have yours.
My partner, she has her own. And
then together we have ours.
And that joint one is where both of you say, okay, this principle we can compromise. So that joint one is the
people that seems to know a lot about
that makes sense.
Oh my God, they are so experienced.
Wow.
So apart from filmmaking, Demola has a very nice working portfolio of dating Lagos girls.
That's not true.
Very working portfolio.
I don't want to shame Lagos babes, but dating Lagos babes.
One is here, I can stone you.
So what babes is UK girls?
Is it the London different girls. Ball game? Eh?
He says dating. I'm just going to quote you. Demola just said dating Lagos girls. Lagos girls is a different ball game.
It's a different ball
I've
game.
I've said it. Exactly. I stammer when you stammer. Sure, you understand. It means that he has dated girls that are not Lagos babes. So in essence, Demola actually goes around the world dating different girls from different cities. So which city is your favorite city to date from?
I don't have one.
Don't lie, you.
I don't have one.
Oh my God!
See, I'll call it healthy city.
What's healthy?
Let me be that.
Any babe that is healthy. Any babe that has like
such a creative guy. Very,
no,
very creative.
Because, no, I'm serious. Because I don't know, no matter what babe you date, whether she's from Spain or she's from London or she's from.
Haven't dated a Spanish babe?
No.
Not
but
yet.
Spanish babes, they look fire.
I know you like what Spanish artists.
I like Rosalia.
Rosalia.
Yeah.
You guys obsessed.
Spanish babes are fire. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, no, why I say healthy city is because, see, no matter where you date in the world, if she does not understand how to build a healthy relationship, is still going to be messed up. And in Lagos,
such wise words.
The babes in Lagos,
some of the babes,
some of the babes, God bless you. Some of the babes in Lagos were built like they're built to the condition of Lagos. How nice. And
hustling.
How many of us really have like great relationship like or great relationship in Lagos. What's the word? Models. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And when you look at those models, I'm talking about our parents or like all those things. We don't really have great relationship models in Lagos. So every babe that you see acting in Lagos, they're acting, or most babes that you see acting in Lagos, they're acting based on my boyfriend cannot be this, my boyfriend cannot be broke, he has to be this, he has to be that, rather than actually finding a very healthy relationship
model. Yeah.
This boy is deep.
Sometimes. Wow. At least for now.
I need to go and pour cloth on my head after this thing. Because, bro. Sometimes.
At least for now.
I feel so shocked. I'm so happy.
I never knew Demola had this much wisdom to give to
you. Yeah, it's like, I am your friend. I'm just hearing all of this for the first time.
Right, whoa.
Demola studied business
That's
abroad,
nice.
Guys. Is it abroad you studied it?
Yeah.
Demola studied business abroad. Then I thought his only business was to...
No, I don't even do that.
So what?
I don't do that.
To pim.
No, I'm not about that life. I build.
But you know the funny thing? After all these things you have said, you see these people, they will still do their own.
They still do their mind.
Exactly.
They'll still do their own.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like advise somebody that is in love. They are in love. You know, all these people, they are in love. I just pity you. You know I tell you every day. I pity you. Keep being in love. They will still go and do their own. And Tosin, do you realize how we have had so many filmmakers on this show? What is this one? That's not what I'm saying.
When you call my name, I say, what did I do again?
Well, we have had producers. We have had so many filmmakers. YouTube.
It's actually dope.
But how have the episodes been going though? Like with your filmmaker?
Do you watch Bitches?
Yes, I watch.
So how why no go watch?
No, when I mean, I'm talking about the new ones that you just recorded.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. Because filmmakers, I feel like lots of filmmakers are actually lovers.
Are you a lover?
I think I'm a lover.
It looks like you're a lover.
I'm actually a lover. And I feel like
you don't speak like one.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I'm saying this. Because I feel like most filmmakers, like, they like to create their own world.
Love story.
Their own story. Their own this, their own that. Mm. So
you are like that.
We like dreaming a lot.
It's storytelling. Mm.
Do you get so? There's a possibility that we just love dreaming about what perfect love is.
At this point, I have absolutely nothing to say, honestly. But because I can relate, because I'm a writer, mm-hmm. and like so many things have happened in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a billion things have happened in my head. Yeah. Like if they happen in real life, the world might tell me who shut down safe. Yeah. So I can relate to what he's saying. Yeah. That's probably why I don't even have a babe. So like, please just shoot
that's
no
way. You have bad character.
Allow me to beg.
You have bad character. That's why you don't have babe.
I'm not keeping any secrets from you. I promise.
Oh yeah, you guys. Let's move to tips.
That's what we just gave them. I think we should go on to craziest comments.
Okay.
We didn't read it, or should I read it?
Let me read it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Craziest comments, guys. Craziest comments. Okay, yeah, it's like a session where we get to read comments from our social media wherever. Pages.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Tosin and IT. IT and Tosin, but I'll say Tosin and IT. Hi, wow. Tosin and Amen. IT. You guys are the best. Thank you. I always listen on Google Podcasts with my babe at night. You guys are doing a great job.
You have a babe. You listen to babies and you have a babe.
I'm not comment on this part.
Wait first. Let me think. But my babe is always angry with me because I have a... Why am I reading this verse? Because I have a crush on...
Oh my God. Oh my God. Read it again. Shall I read it?
Okay, so this auntie said that... I mean, this brother said that he's always watching us on Google Podcasts and listening to us. And Google Podcasts is his babe. And then we're doing a great job, but his babe is always angry with him because he has a crush
on Tosin over here.
Don't point at me. On Tosin. I don't know the Tosin.
He said that. Please save me.
guys, one question. I actually
said Tosin, you're too fine, I beg, actually.
Oh, bye. I'm going to save yourself.
Tosin is a fine babe.
Yeah, she is.
I know.
Those are the kind of secrets you should keep from your babe.
So you shouldn't watch Bridges with your
babe. No, you should actually watch Bridges with your babe. Why watch you Bridges to your babe? Keep it in your head. Just keep it in your head.
Please tell your babe that you like Tosin.
You want to spoil people's relationship?
No, really, tell your babe that you like Tosin.
Don't tell your babe you really like Tosin.
At this point, tell your babe that you like IT.
Tell your babe that
No, that came out wrong.
You reflect yourself up.
Please tell your babe to
please
like IT.
Tell your babe that you like Tosin.
No,
yeah.
But why don't you comment that you like me?
You guys don't like this boy. You have bad character. That is why people didn't like him. And that's fine. That's fine by me.
Well, I look great. I know I always look great. So I don't need the comments.
It's not about looking great. I have good character.
But I actually get lots of comments like those.
I do
like
too. These.
Like lots of them.
I do too.
They make me feel great.
Yeah, but I feel
please, don't be telling your partners you have crushes on people.
What? Okay.
But won't it help? Okay, so
what
I want to know. Wait now.
You know where Ben is
on Rainbow Land.
I want to know. Is it possible to have crushes while you are in a relationship with someone else?
Definitely.
Yes. So you're human.
Why is it not right for you to let your partner know that you have a crush on someone else while you're in a relationship with them? Doesn't that make you accountable to them?
See, it's not that. You people see there's communication. Mm-hmm. I just said communication. see, the normal communication you talk about a lot of things. Yeah. There's some things that like you just know that if I tell my partner, see, it depends on the type of partner you have, and I feel like to an extent, everybody has some level of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whether the most minute, like. They actually do have that.
Not me, bro.
Okay.
At least not about entire
relationship first, bro. And you, I feel like you're probably going to be max, pro max.
What?
Because sometimes I just feel like you're going to be one of those guys. Like you're going to be a nice guy, but then your insecurities will just.
Who are you?
Who
are you?
I agree with
that.
You can say this now because you're not entering a relationship, but when you enter.
Like that's
just but
when he enters one, we'll think of bringing you back. So when I analyze it,
exactly. Not analyze it,
but you go tell.
Not coming to this podcast.
You go tell.
See, let me tell you.
Not coming.
Let me tell you. I feel like everybody has like a level of like insecurity,
yeah,
even if it's tiny. Now I now come and meet you and say, babe, I find this babe very, very cute.
If it was the insecurity.
See, and it's not now now seeing it as, okay, this is a babe that is actually at close range to you. So if I tell my babe that I have a crush on Beyonce, she go look at me and say, lol. She go actually look at me like to say lol. Like if I, like same thing, if Caesar, she say all those things. But if she says, if I say, babe, I have a crush on
Thames.
Let's not use Thames. If I say, babe,
Thames,
we have a crush
on, because has basically shot all the Thames video in his life. Everything.
No, that's because me and Thames are very, very good like collaborators. Like
that's why we should use Thames.
No. But see, this is like, I can't use him as an example, because if I say I have a crush on Caesar, I know that one day I'll shoot Caesar.
Yeah.
So I can't use myself as an example.
You know why I appreciate you? Why? Every other guest that comes here tries to play humble. And that's the highest level of pride. But you are proud and you are owning your pride. So thank you.
But it's the truth.
Change it.
So I don't make comments like that. I don't like making comments of, oh, I have a crush on Rosalia or something. All those. Because I know that one day I'll be in this space with Rosalia, whereby she will say, "Ah, director, what do you think about?" Like, she look at me and say, "Oh, this shot is really good."
Come, my babe will now be at home. Come, let me direct you to where I'll give you the real shots.
My babe will now be, my babe will now be, what they call it. My babe will now be saying, I'll now be in Spain shooting. My babe will now be in, let's say she's in America or something, or in Nigeria. She will now be checking all my nigga snaps. Say,
Basically, this boy they do.
When I said that BTS, she go call, they check the BTS.
They find where you did.
Say, Dewa, why is your hand touching this babe? Like, you don't want to bring out that side of your
partner. So your partner just should not know about your crushes.
No.
Even though you have
some
them.
Things should be left unsaid.
Yes.
To be honest, and this one is part of those.
That's some form of communication on its own.
And the thing is that if you keep foiling your crush, it will develop into something else. So just let it die. Work on yourself by yourself. Yeah. And let it die. Please don't crush on me. Work on yourself by yourself. Don't tell your partner, don't crush on me.
As I'm telling you, please.
My man can fight.
In relationships, so it's all about the other person you're with. Like, it's all about
what works for you both.
Yeah, fear you.
It's time for you to serve your punishment. Social media police.
Social media police.
What's the thing you see on the internet that you totally hate and really have to talk about?
I actually don't know. I don't use the internet.
You cannot not know. You cannot not know abracadabra and not know social what media you hate police. Social media police as well. So you have used the.
You guys, only see, the not truth know. Is that I just asked me this question before. I know my answer.
I don't know your answer.
Because I still know my answer.
I forgot.
I don't know the answer. So tell me. I think knows. I don't know.
So you guys, I'm sorry, but every time I watch. It's TikTok and Instagram videos. Yeah, I feel like babies are dancing TikTok and Instagram videos.
He doesn't like TikTok dancers.
No, who said?
So what are you saying?
I'm just trying to say that they always have to. No, I cannot use this as my own hit because it's going to cause too much trouble.
Even now, it's confused.
It's going to cause too much trouble. I actually don't have one.
Think now.
Think of something else. That cannot be something. The only thing you hate on the internet.
Think.
Do you know
think.
Funny thing?
20 hours
sure,
later.
No, I'm sure I actually have, but then I can't think of anyone right now.
But you have to save your punishment.
Let's give him another punishment.
Please give me
another
punishment.
What should we give you?
I don't know.
Give us a fact about love.
How is that one punishment?
It's true.
You guys.
But you have to serve your punishment now.
I just talk about one social media thing I hate.
Yes.
So this, like, I don't really like look at social media things like that. But I'm being truthful. Like, because I feel like everything is a phase. What time
really
that,
phase,
that, when they were singing Joe Boy's Alcohol, was it not a phase? Those things. So I don't that's just the only way of doing those things. So like I don't really hate things on the internet because I feel like it always pass.
So mention one thing that will pass that's right now.
It never pass.
Okay, there was one trend on the internet where they were showing account balances.
Oh,
so what was this morning?
No, I just remembered.
My
remembered.
Bro, why
is
now?
A face.
I just remembered. But then it has passed now.
And now my face now.
Exactly.
Look at this man.
But then that was something that I did not like.
Why?
I don't know. Like, why
am
not
I money?
Like, no. It's not about money. It's not about not having money or anything. It's just like, why though?
Did you send Davido 1 million naira when he did that 1 million naira thing?
Why? Let me know if I had 1 million naira sent.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yes, now.
I sent to him, but it wasn't 1 million naira.
I was going to say, you sent to who?
Like 354 27.
At least you know Rich. You know Rich.
He did. Let me tell you why.
Why?
So if you look at the way the money was distributed,
yeah.
When you look at orphanages and you look at all those things, like, they tell you to contribute money to those things. So if you contributed 3-5, my boy, you bought something.
Don't make him feel good. I beg.
I don't send her any money.
So, guys, you guys are a liar.
I knew it.
This has nothing to do with me.
No, but you don't chop. They send Davido money. Hungry men don't send Davido money. Yes, please.
Why?
Let's do. Did you know? I beg.
Did you know that what?
Did you know?
Is he said, "Did you know that what?"
We give love facts on the show.
Yeah, I have to take it.
Okay, so it says, "Did you know that your nerve cells work better during the first year of love?"
Now we reach your first year.
Those of you that have passed first year.
Now we reach first year. They know this your one. You are handicapped.
You know that works. Your body's not functioning to the optimum.
What does that mean?
Work better.
I really don't know. See, your nerve cells work better during the first year.
Is that why, like, after like 1 year in a relationship,
everything grows cold?
Yeah.
No, there's like more work to be done.
Yeah, more work. Because they said like the honeymoon phase, and then it passes, and then it's now.
Stop saying honeymoon phase. Ah.
Is that not? You told me that's what
you,
it's called.
Yes, came up with that word.
It was Demola that actually taught us about
everybody. You know so much about love, and it is so.
We have honeymoon. Everybody has honeymoon stage.
Not everybody. You said everybody.
Yes, no.
Yeah, everybody has honeymoon. It might not be so long.
That's your. Those are your nerve cells. That's the one. That's the one where you fight. You say before you fight, you know. Don't be fighting me like that.
Hello, more baby. Like your what mood, are you doing? Nice. I'm drinking water. Please don't drown.
Yes, I don't drown.
I feel you.
No, that's that part. After some time, like, you just say, but what are you doing?
You finish.
Alaye,
why they ask me what I did?
Like, why they touch me?
You,
that.
You guys will fight. She'll now say, that's the part where you now have to now be calling and say, babe, I don't like, I don't like the fact that we're fighting. Normally, it's the video that will call you and say, babe, why are we fighting?
Is this where Ojuju's story came from?
Actually, yes.
Wow,
that was split into three chapters.
Yes, Ojuju was three chapters. Yes,
yeah. And first one was, I think it was love.
Yes, it was in love.
Second one was, is it really love?
Yes.
And the third one was, is this the end or is this a cycle? So so first one was that's like the like for example your facts the nerve part. Then is it really love is when you do like more like
there are more tests.
Yeah, there are more tests. So like let's say like you do like maybe like 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months,
one year.
And you actually now have to test that love and say, yeah, is this really love?
Yeah. Then
and
the third part.
Yeah, and that's the part whereby like you guys are smiling and and all of a sudden like when he changed from his smiling face to a very like
serious
face, that's like the first shake. Right? Mm. And that first shake actually messed up everything. After that first shake.
Yeah.
So like everything is all good. Everything's all.
Oh my god, you're such a great storyteller, to be honest. Like who thinks about Who thinks about this?
Boy. Wow.
Amazing.
It feels so much like I also came here to watch you and listen to you, to be honest. I've not seen this part of you before. But they show me Chris part. They don't show me all these serious parts.
That's actually how Ojuju's like
that's story nice came.
And love is this the end or is this a cycle?
Yeah,
that's the part where like you actually know that you're trying your best to fix
these things. Yeah,
ask yourself, is this the end of this thing?
Yeah,
or are we going to get back to love?
Mm. Oxley, to be
well. Oh my god, oh boy, my bro is good. My bro is good.
Well, I mean, this has been an amazing conversation, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm glad I finally came here to take over. Hi, my name is IT.
Do you know that Demola? It has always been Demola's plan and purpose in life.
You say my name is IT.
Come on this show, sit on that seat and say my name is IT.
Hi, my name is IT, and I'm here with Tosin. And welcome to Beigist. See, as I just
you even saw the person we get yourself.
But you can never be a better IT than IT.
Don't worry, bro. It's not about that.
Please don't call him my job for
it's
me.
It's not about that.
Don't take my job
Where's the producer?
I beg. Don't take my job for me.
From henceforth, you guys, I'm going to give you one quick fact. They don't add there. Do you know that Demola has been fighting IT and Tosi to put him on this show for like 5 years
I
now?
And do you know that this is why we didn't want to bring you? Do you understand that this is why?
So no, you know, let me not lie. You guys, let me not lie. The fact that I'm here, you guys have actually boosted my morale for the week. Because it shows that I'm a fighter.
I'm
a hustler. I'm also my way to this seat.
That's very encouraging, actually.
Yes.
Nice.
So you guys, never, don't give up. Keep fighting for what you want.
Because of Biggie's tear.
Yes, now.
Chokest. He choke.
But next week, I'm going to invite me for...
Nobody's inviting you for anything again. Oh. So far you concern business, nobody's inviting you for anything. Now,
don't mind that. Don't mind that.
Again. Again.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Demola is not coming back here.
He's going to come when you have a babe. And that's like never, but...
And that's never. Exactly. Because he will keep his secrets from
his babes. See, there's... When who has a babe? IT.
IT you. Has a babe. When you have a babe,
so now me, I should change myself.
When you have a babe, that's never.
Do you know why IT will not have a babe? And I'm sorry for you, bro.
Oh my God. Why did you have to come on this show?
You keep on saying you don't go to have a baby, but you don't have a baby. When you're now 40, you now be lonely. You now be old.
You mean when I'm now your age?
My age? I'm not 40. We now be holding like, you know those planters that you used to water.
Yes.
Oh God.
You now be using that flower.
Like shooting a music video in my life.
You now be using that flower as a measure of growth.
He's writing a script. From my life, but my God will shame you.
You say you tell yourself that, oh my God, it's so great to see this flower blossom. I wish my love life could blossom.
Such sad life. You know what? I'm going to say this. By the next 2 weeks, in 2 weeks' time, I'm coming to the show with my babe.
Which one?
You're coming to the show with your babe.
To be just with my babe. To shame you and you. Because you are not part
of it. Who are you?
My babe. I don't know, we'll kick her out. She'll follow you and be acting music video. She'll be seeing us on TV. She'll do music
video. I don't like the video vixen though.
Yes, she will go and do that. I feel like
most babes in this world want to actually appear in a video.
Yeah, I do that as well.
I want to.
Yes, but then
when you shoot for portable,
when they now get to that point, they not text you after the video say, please, daddy wants to be this video.
Or let me remove this part.
My mother must not see me.
Let me remove this part. Portable is running stuff with you.
With who?
Tosin will vixen for him.
Portable.
Then when you are doing anything with never like, either DJ Copy or Niniola, you can call me.
Niniola.
I can be. You know, there's always that guy that is, you know, the lover boy in this.
You don't have
videos. Chair. I'll get it. I know where they are selling. I'll buy.
You think they worry this boy?
I'll buy. They will install this for me.
My brother, don't worry it as well.
Please, just in case, Niniola, anytime.
Niniola, did you copy, Abi?
Yes, Niniola, did you copy?
Mayon, I want CK. Mayon, I want CK. I did talk him now.
To meet Rihanna.
Or Beyonce.
I'm not sure my bro ASAP Rocky will love that.
ASAP Rocky.
Say my bro.
Yes.
ASAP Rocky.
I gotta say my bro now.
I'm not gonna swear for you.
I'm sure my bro ASAP will love that. Don't worry.
But you said it's not deep. It's just a video. It's just dancing. That's what you said.
Yeah.
So it's never that deep. So ASAP Rocky.
No, it's not about. It's not about you.
Get me on there.
It's not about you. It's not about you.
It's about who?
It's about ASAP. It's about ASAP, ASAP.
If they choose ASAP over you, that's just the end of the
Please,
matter.
Let's Don't end the show ASAP because I'm getting rocky.
Oh my days.
All right, guys, let's sign out. Your name says over there.
Who is signing out? Demola is signing out.
Sign out for us, bro.
Hi, guys. I just came on Bay Gist.
Don't say you're IT, please.
You're signing out.
Yes, I
Not
know.
In.
I know.
Alain.
Okay. I just came on Bay Gist.
Yeah.
And I'm IT at Tosin.
You are.
I thank you for watching this new episode. I thank you for listening to this new podcast. Peace.
Please what?
It says peace.
So you're not telling them to share. You're not telling them to subscribe.
Okay, so like, subscribe, and share. Peace.
Thank you.
We
don't
even do like that.
One more piece. Let's do the last piece. One, two, ready, go.
Peace.